Today's daf is Gittin daf Chof Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Nachum ben Mordechai Tzvi. So yesterday we learned two very important Mishnayos here in Masechtas Gittin. The first dealt with who is kosher to write a get, and the second dealt with who's kosher to be a shliach to deliver a get. As it relates to the latter Mishnah, the Mishnah said, "Hakol k'sher lahavias haget chutz micheresh shoita v'katan v'suma v'oivet keichavet." So generally, everybody is kosher to be a shliach la'ilacha for a get. However, you have to read the not such fine print. A cheresh shoita v'katan are excluded, a suma is excluded, and an oivet keichavet is excluded. And we saw in the Gemara that not all of these exclusions are for the same reason. Cheresh shoita v'katan are lav bnei deya, which Rashi seemed to teach means that they're not bnei shlichos. A suma is possible to be a shliach in the event that it's a shlichos that requires the suma to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, being that the suma can't see. Clearly, the ksiva and the ksima cannot have been b'fan of, therefore he's possible to be a shliach. And finally, an ovid kechavin, he's exempt and he's excluded from being a shliach because of the fact that he's not a bar krisos, he's not pateros getin v'kedushin. Either way, the Mishnah that we're going to learn now is very much a continuation of this theme discussing who is and who is not kosher to be a shliach lahilach. Zok the Mishnah, af hanoshim she'enen nemonois loymar meis bailo, even the women that are not believed to say meis bailo, meaning they're posel eidos when it comes to eidos isho, nemonois lahavi eskita. They are nemon, they are kosher to be a shliach lahilach. So we're very familiar with the idea of eidos isho. It permeates the entire Seder Noshim. Eidos isho is one of the great chidushin in Torah Shabbat Peh. It states that if a woman's husband went to Medina Sayam, she doesn't know where he is, and then an Eid Echad comes and says that your husband died, the halach is he's believed. Why is it a chiddush? Because we're dealing with a davar she'be'erva, gittin daf beis, ein davar she'be'erva, pachas mishnayim. Stating that, mishum iguna akilu be'rabbanon, mitoy chumra she'echmarto aleh b'soifa, hikalto aleh b'tchilasa. It's a milsa davidi legluyu, like mishakri inshi, a combination of a whole bunch of svaras. But the bottom line is, there's a special kula that says that when it comes to eidus isha, even an eid echad is believed. Not only is an eid echad believed, but even psulei eidus are believed. Not only a psuli eidus belief, but even the isha herself would be believed. If she would walk into Bezin and she would testify, I was with my husband and he died. The halacha is that she, although she's an eid echad, although she's an isha, which means she's psuli eidus, and in this case, she's a negeya bedover, she's a baldover, still the halacha is that she would be believed. Stating that, there are certain exceptions to the rule, and the Mishnah now is going to list some of them. But first, the Mishnah says as a general point that even the noshim that are posle eidos when it comes to eidos isha, but they'll be kosher to be a shliach loilacha for a get. Now, who are these noshim that are posle for eidos isha? If everybody is kosher and these women are posle, there must be something very special. So what is this list? Says the Mishnah, chamoisa, the shviger, Ubas Chamoisa, the woman's mother-in-law's daughter, or her husband's sister, Vitzarasa, in the event, Pre-Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon, that her husband had two wives, so the Tzara is the other wife, V'yevimta would be the woman's husband's brother's wife, Ubas Baila, or her husband's daughter from a previous marriage. All of these women, if they would walk into Bezin and they would say, your husband died, halachas, they would not be believed. And Rashi, quoting a Gemara, Masechtas Yevama, says the reason is, the Sanyama, because there's a chazaka that these women do not get along. A woman doesn't get along with her mother-in-law, not with her mother-in-law's daughter, not with her husband's brother's wife, not with her husband's daughter from a previous marriage, v'chule, v'chule. But the bottom line is, we assume that they don't like each other. Okay, what's the punchline? U'mechavnois l'kalkala. And therefore, if this woman's going to walk into Bezda now and say, your husband died, you know what we think? That really he's alive. This woman so doesn't like the woman that she's testifying about. She wants her to get married, thinking that really she's free to get married. She's going to have a family, and then all of a sudden, vayavoy, her husband's going to show up, the children are going to be mamzerim, her whole life is going to be a mess, and that's exactly what she's trying to do. The bottom line is, even these women, that Chazal said, are not believed when it comes to Eidus Isha, but to be a shliach la'ilacha, she's going to be believed. Now, why would you think that because they're not believed for Eidus Isha, so too they shouldn't be kosher to be a shliach la'ilacha? Very simple. Maybe the same thing is playing out over here. Maybe the husband really never wrote a get. Maybe he never wanted his wife to be divorced. This is a setup. It's the identical setup. She's going to come, tell this woman, you know, you're free to get married. In the case of Eidus Isha, your husband died. In this case, your husband gave you a get. And then he's going to show up one day, back from Medina Sayam, from this business trip that he took. And she's going to have another family. And this is going to be a big problem. So, Solkatai Techamina, this would be an issue. Kamash Malam the Mishnah, that even those Nashim that are not believed when it comes to Eidus Isha, here they're going to be believed. Freak the Mishnah, what taka? Ma bein get lamisa. What is the difference? Shaksav Moichiach. The difference is over here, she's holding a get. For a woman to walk into Bezin and say, I saw this man, he died. It's kasnish kangelt. It's billig. It's her word. There, we're concerned that maybe she's not telling the truth. But if she walks in with a get, and there's edim, so there's already a hoichacha, there's a physical piece of evidence that seems to support what it is she's saying, and in this case, the woman's going to be believed. Dr. Mishnah, another halacha, ha'isha atzma mevia skita, a woman herself can bring her get from Medina Sayam, u'pavachi tzricha loimer b'fanai nechtav u'pavanai nechtam. So it sounds like a man gave his wife a get in Medina Sayam. She just arrived in Eretz Yisrael. She shows the local bezdin that I'm free to get married. How do you know? I received a get from my husband. No problem. However, you have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, which at first glance seems a little hard to understand. If her husband gave her a get, so she's megureshes. If she's megureshes, why now would she have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam? The whole takana of b'fanai nechtam was said regarding a shliach. Rashi, right in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin. So if she's already a migureshes, why is she saying b'fanai nechtav? It's the Gemara's Kasha. It's going to be discussed at length. Either way. So the Mishnah began with a halacha that says that even the women that apostle Eidus Isha, Chamoisa, Bas Chamoisa, Tzarasa, Yevimtu, Bas Bailo, they are believed to be a Shliach Leilach. Wait, the Gemara, is that true? Batani, we learned in a Braisa. Geshem She'ein Amonu Yislamer Meiz Bailo. Just like those five women are not believed when it comes to Eidus Isha, Kach In Amonu Yislavi Gita, so too their apostle to be a Shliach Leilach. So we have a flat-out contradiction. We have a blatant stira as it relates to this halacha. The Mishnah says they're kosher to be a Shliach. The Braisa says they're not. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, like Kasha, it's not a you have to say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about two different situations. One is talking about where these women are going to be a Shliach Leilacha from Eretz Yisrael. The other one's talking where they're going to be a Shliach Leilacha from Chutz Laaretz. How does it play itself out? Be'aretz, if she's a Shliach Leilacha from Eretz Yisrael, the lava dibura di docha samchinon, we're not going to rely on her dibur, meaning, maybe get me Eretz Yisrael. Over there, she's going to be believed. Like the Mishnah says, she doesn't have to say anything. All she needs to do is deliver the get. Deliver the get. That's something she's qualified to do. B'chutz la'aretz, said Rabbi Yosef. However, if this Isha is going to bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, da'adibura didaka samchinon, where ha'mevi get me b'dinah sayam, tzarech she'yoyma b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. So now already she's saying Eidus, very similar to Eidus Isha. Over there, being that we're relying on her Dibur, she's not going to be believed. So Rabbi Yosef said, you want to know what the teretz to the stira is? Very pashut. The Mishnah that says she's believed, these five women, is talking about, I maybe get me Eretz Yisrael. There's no Eidus. All it is a good old-fashioned shlichos. Ksav Moichiach, over there she's kosher to be a shliach la'ilacha. If, however, she's maybe getting Mibdina Sayam, now she's already an aid. Oh, she's an aid. She's possible Eidus. Just like she's possible Eidus by Eidus Isha, so to here she's possible Eidus as well. She's not Nemat to say, B'fanai Nechtav B'fanai Nechtav. So who said this? Rabbi Yosef. So who's going to comment? Abaya. Somebody Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Adarabba, I hear what you're saying, Rebbe, but I think the chilik is just the opposite. Ipcha mistabra be'oretz in Eretz Yisrael di'i osi bal ma'arer mashkechinam be'i. Maybe get me Eretz Yisrael ain't tzarech loyma b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. What does that mean? That means if a shliach brings a get in Eretz Yisrael and then later the husband comes and he's ma'arer, the halacha is the error of the husband, even though ain't error pachas mishnayim But the husband's different. One of the themes of Masechtas Gittin. So being that if the husband comes and he's ma'ari, he's going to be belaved. Therefore, it's possible then that this woman will get married and get messed up. How will she get messed up? The husband later is going to be ma'ari and say, I never divorced you. So being that it could come l'day kilkul, l'day mehemna, therefore she's not going to be believed. But b'chutz la'aretz, as it relates to chutz la'aretz, the iyasi baal ma'ara lo'y mashkechinam be, being that hamevi get and once the shliach says b'fanai nechtav, then if the husband comes and he's ma'arer, he's not going to be believed. So mehemna, it actually makes more sense there that the women should be believed. Meaning, what's the reason not to believe these women? They may be makalkal, this woman. She's going to think she's a megureshes, she's going to get married, and then the husband's going to be ma'arer. So in the event where if the husband's ma'arer, he can be ma'arer, so then there's a reason not to believe these women, because maybe this is a setup. But in the event where if the husband is ma'arer, he will not be able to be ma'arer, so why not believe these women? What are you worried? That is going to be a setup? What's the setup? The husband's going to come later. If the husband comes later, he's not going to be believed anyways. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, I'm masking to the chilek. I think the way you have to be miyashiv, the Mishnah and the Braisa, is one is Eretz Yisrael and one is Chutz La'aretz, or be'ibcham istabra. Just the opposite. Rav Yosef said very logically that in the event that she's bringing the get from Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't have to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. All she has to do is deliver the get, so they will believe her. Which she's maybe getting imdina sayam, where now she has to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. Da'adibur didaka samchina. So just like these women are not believed in Eidus, so too they're not going to be believed. To say b'fanai nechtav. Abaya, a little counterintuitively, said ibchem estabra. I think it's actually just the opposite. I think I maybe get married to Yisrael, where in the event that the husband comes and is ma'arer, he will be believed. Why? Because you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav to prevent the error. So therefore, we should not trust her, because maybe she wants to be makalkal her, and this is a setup for a kilkel. However, as it relates to maybe get me medina sayam, where she has to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav, just have her say b'fanai nechtav. If she does that, then there's no chashash anymore that this may lead l'day kilkel, because there won't be a kilkel. So what's she thinking? Oh, I'm going to be makalkel. The minute she says b'fanai nechtav. That's already off the table, because now if the husband comes and is ma'arer, the error is not going to work anyways, and therefore that's the case of the Mishnah where she'd be believed, and the halacha would be that she's kosher to be a shliach. So the bottom line is, we have a Mishnah that says that these five nashim that are not believed to say Eidus Isha are believed to be a shliach. We have a braisa that says that they're not believed. What's the chilek? One is talking about Eretz Yisrael, one's talking about Chutz La'aretz. Which is Eretz Yisrael, which is Chutz La'aretz? That's a machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Abai. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah that says that the Isha is believed is talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Braisa that says she's not believed is talking about Chutz La'aretz. According to Abai, it's just the opposite. The Mishnah that says she is believed is talking about Chutz La'aretz. The Braisa that says she's not believed is talking about Eretz Yisrael. We have a Mufurish, a Braisa, that says exactly what Abai said. A woman is believed to bring her own get as a shliach. We'll see more about that later in the daf, and it's based on the mid of Kal V'chaymer. Uman noshim sha'amru chachamim ein nemanis loymer meis baila nemanis lahavi'ita. Madach, the five noshim that are not believed when it comes to Eidus Isha are kosher to be a shliach lahilacha in gerushin hishin nemanis loymer meis baila. The woman herself, who is believed to say that my husband died, ein odin shenemanis lahavi'ita, certainly she should be believed to be a shliach lahilacha umimakim shabasa. And the Braisa continues and says that in the event, meaning being that we're learning the source that a woman is believed to be a shliach lahilacha, is learned out from Kal V'chaymer from the five nashim. So if that's the case, we need to then apply the halachas of the five nashim to this woman who right now is bringing her own get. And we say as follows, Malahalon, just like as it relates to the five nashim, tzricha sheyomer b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtav, although they're kosher to be a shliach lailacha, but they have to say b'fanai nechtav, afi, so too, the woman herself who's going to be a shliach lailacha, tzricha shetoymer b'fanai nechtav, she too has to say b'fanai nechtav. What do you see from this braisa? That the five nashim that are believed even if they have to say b'fanai nechtav, which is tanya kavasa d'abaya. Rabbi Yosef said that the only time they're believed is the Mishnah, which is talking about Eretz Yisrael. But berega, we have to rely on what they're saying, just like they don't have edus and edus isha, they don't have edus when it comes to b'fanai nechtav. Abaya said that no, they're dafka believed
from Chutz Laretz. Meaning they are believed to say Befanai Nechtav uBefanai Nechtam. Because once they say Befanai Nechtav, there's no Chashash Kilkel anymore. But the bottom line is, it's Mefurish in the Braisa, because the Braisa is discussing the Isha herself, learning it Kal V'chayimeh from the five Nashim, Umimakan Shabasa, just like the five Nashim have to say Befanai, oh, the five Nashim have to say Befanai Nechtav, it's Mefurish in the Braisa, that they're believed, even if they're bringing it from Dina Sayam, thus this is a tiny Kavasa, that by Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Masnis and Nami Deka. By the way, I can prove from the mission as well. And by the way, this is Sigmund Hashas 101, right? The Gemara will bring a Machlokes Amiram. We'll have a raya to one of the Amiram from a Braisa, and then Rav Ashi. It's always Rav Ashi. Will say that although it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, but it's meduyik in the Mishnah. Which, again, this is the whole concept of how Rav Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnayos. He wrote in diuk form things that were mefurish in Braisas. The Braisas are lengthier than the Mishnayos are. That was the motto that Rabbi Yudan Nasi followed when he wrote the Mishnayos, and that's why things that Atanya Kavase da Abaya will be Dekanami from the Mishnah. And it's always Rav Ashi, who's the Masader, who was pointing these things out. But the bottom line is, Rav Ashi gets the final word, and he said it's Meduyik this way in the Mishnah. How so, Diktani? Because the Mishnah said, Ha'isha Atzma Mevia Gita, Ubelvad She Tehe Tzricha Loimem V'chulu. What the end of the Mishnah say? Ha'isha atzma b'viyaskita. This is the sefer, which we're going to discuss in a minute. She could be a shleich l'ilocha. However, she needs to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. Sh'ma mina. This is a raya to Abaya. How's this a raya to Abaya? So you see from this that the sefer of the Mishnah is talking about a mevi get mi'medina sayam. If the sefer of the Mishnah is talking about a mevi get mi'medina sayam, it's mistaber then that the ratio of the Mishnah is also talking about a mevi get mi'medina sayam. So Rav Ashi said, Rav Yudan Nasi didn't say it so mefurish like the Braisa. But he gave it to you a little bit predictive, because in the same Mishnah he gave you a sefer. The sefer was talking about a mevi get mi'medina sayam. Thus, you were meant to understand that the ratio is also talking about a mevi get mi'medina sayam. Zokti Gemara, Rav Yosef. How is Rav Yosef going to learn? Meaning, what's the kashan of Rav Yosef? The Reisha the Mishnah is talking about a maybe get Meretz Yisrael, because that's the only time that these five Nashim are believed. And then the Sefer the Mishnah is talking about a maybe get Medina Sayam, but the Gemara asks the Kasha even better, meaning that would be a good Kasha. Sometimes you could say even better. What's better? If you go back to the previous Mishnah, which is where this whole sugya started, Hakol Ksheirun L'Havias Aget Chutz Micheres Shait V'Katan V'Sum of Ibik Echavim. There the Gemara made an Aikimta specifically regarding the Summa word mentioned in the Mishnah, but really it was an Aikimta Ayin Rashi in the entire Mishnah, that the Mishnah is also talking about a mevi get mevina sayah. Why? Because the Mishnah said that a suma is possible to bring a get. Why is a suma possible to bring a get? The reason is, hocha b'maya skinon, where you mevi get mevina sayah. And by the way, who was the one that made the Yakimta? It was Rabbi Yosef, the Saginar, who was the one that made the Yakimta. So it comes out then that the real ratio, which is Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, is talking about a maybe get Medina Sayam. And then the middle case, Afan Noshim She'en Amanu Yisraelim, according to Rabbi Yosef, is talking about a maybe get Meretz Yisrael. And then the last case is Mefurish talking about a Befanai Nechtav, a Befanai Nechtav Malacha, a maybe get Medina Sayam. So Freit the Gemara, if Rabbi Yosef, Reisha V'Seifa B'Chutz La'aretz Metziyasa B'Eretz Yisrael, does it make sense? The Gemara says, and yes, Reisha V'Seifa B'Chutz La'aretz Metziyasa B'Aretz. I mean, I hear the Gemara is not impressed by the Gasha. But the Gemara says, why would Rav Yosef say that? At the end of the day, Rav Yosef, this is a little bit dachuk. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where Rav Yosef was coming from. Imai, meaning what was his makar to say a little bit of a dachuk? Because the Mishnah asked the Kasha. The Mishnah said, why is it that these five Nashim are not believed when it comes to Eidus Isha, but they are believed to be a Shliach Lelacha? What's the difference? The Mishnah asked, Ma ben get lemisa, and the answer was, Sha'aksav moichiach. Because in one case, all you're doing is delivering a ksav. Now, if we're talking about a maybe get Medina Sayam, what would it have said? It would have said Shahaksav Upemoichir, because it's not just the Ksav. There's two things over here. It's side the Ksav and it's side the Pev. Like Tani Shahaksav Upemoichir, Vice Noise, that really, really the Shliach is not saying anything. Rashi says, so what did Abaya hold? Dekanami, Ravashi also thought the Mishnah was saying Abaya. So Rashi says, Pashit, because the Mishnah's Kasha really was, what's the difference? Why is it that the Peh of these five Nashim have no namanus when it comes to Eidus Isha, yet the pair of these five Nashim do have namanus when it comes to Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtam? The Kasha Gufa was on the pair. Why here does the pair have namanus, here the pair not have namanus? The Teretz is, here the pair is not supported by a Ksav, here the pair is supported by a Ksav. The question was not, what's the difference between Eidus Isha and Gerishin? Question was, why this peh yeah and that peh not? So what are you going to tell me? Because here you have ksavu peh? That's not the point. They both have peh. So therefore, the teretz was ksav mechiach, and it's weiter a dekanami, and you can have no raya to shitas Rav Yosef. Either way, moving along now to the seif of the Mishnah. So the seif of the Mishnah discussed shtickle a cryptic halacha. We've seen it already, so we're familiar with it. But really, when you look at it at face value, it's a little tzarech bir. Ha'isha atzma mevia eskita, ubelvad sheitzricha loymar befanai nechtav ubefanai nechtav. Sounds like a man gave his wife a get in Medina Sayan, which means she's migureshes. She brings the get now to Eretz Yisrael. She shows up at the local bezdin. She wants a ksav, a maisa bezdin of some sorts. It's like this. If any shatchin asks, she can show that she's not married. It's okay. That's the halacha. But she would have to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. And the question is why. Incidentally, this is the seifa of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is made up of a reisha and a seifa. The reisha was talking about the five nashim that are not believed when it comes to eidus isha. They believe to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav, or their alkapana believed to be a shliach lo ilacha. The seif of the Mishnah is discussing isha atzma mevi eskita u'mavachi tzricha loyma b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. What's the kesha between these two things? Okay, I mean, it's all one in it. We're discussing who's kosher to bring a get. But these two halachas are very much, very, very much bound by the hip. That was the brisa that the Gemara brought. The Gemara said that what's the makar that a woman is herself able to be a shliach and is able to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. It's learned out kal v'chaymer from the five nashim. So again, this is like a deganami in what was Tanya Kavasi Dabaya. The shaychus between the reisha and the seifa is this brisa. The brises were all neduyik very much in the Mishnayis. It just brings out this inyan very, very geshmak. Either way, ha'isha atzma mevia v'chul. Faith the Gemara, the obvious question that we already mentioned twice. Isha michimati gitali adi igar shalo. Why is she saying b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta? If her husband gave her a get, so she's already divorced. So what's the point of b'fanai nechta? Am Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, ba'oimer, it's talking about an oikemta, where the man gave his wife a get, and he said, lo tizkashi bay elu b'fnei bezdem ployini. I don't want the get to go into effect right now. Show up in that bezdin, and when you arrive, that's when I went to Gerushin to Bichal. So she's not Megureshes until she comes to the bezdin. But the Gemara says, Soif, Soif, I hear. But at the end of the day, Kimat Yohasim Igarshal, as soon as she arrives at the bezdin, then she is going to be divorced. So Vaita, why does she have to say Befanai Nechta for Befanai Nechta? I hear. The Gerushin wasn't Chal the minute he gave it to her. No problem. It was a get alatmai, which is doable. But what was the tonight? Show up a bezin. So the minute she shows up a bezin, before she opens her mouth, she's already megurashes. The case is where he told her, "Ki matis hasam asnechei aharo." I want you to take your get. You're not divorced yet. Go to a certain place, that bezin. When you arrive there, take the get, put it on the ground, the shakle, and then pick it up. And it's only then that you should be Megureshes. The point is that she is acting a little bit like a shliach here, and therefore we're trying to rationalize why she would say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. But the Gemara says this whole suggestion is dead on arrival. It can't be the case. Maybe for other reasons, but for one obvious reason. And that is ihachi habaleitli gitech me'al gabi karka. Because essentially what we're saying is the shliach, let's say that's what this woman's going to be, she'll put the get on the ground and then pick it off the ground. You can't do that. A husband can't even do that. Husband can't tell his wife, here's the get, take it, and you're going to be divorced. The Amar Rava, Rava said, Tli gitech me'al gabi karka lo'yomar klom. Why? Because it says venosa, and he has to give it to her. So if he tells her, just pick it up, the gerish is not going to be gerish. So that can't be the case either. Elo, the case is, the Amar Rava, he told her, havi shliach lo'ylach. I want you to be a shliach lo'ylach. So again, a man gave his wife a get, and he told her, I'm giving you the get, but not because I'm divorcing you right now, but rather I'm making you a shliach. What kind of shliach? A shliach lahilach. Now, I want you to be a shliach lahilach adamatis hasam until you arrive at that bezdin. V'chimatis hasam. When you arrive at that bezdin, havi shliach lekabala. Then I want you to become a shliach lekabala. V'kabli eskitech, and you should be mekabal your get. So, in short, what the Gemara is saying is, the man told his wife, I'm going to give you the get, but not because I'm being megarish you right now. I want you to be a shliach lahilach, arrive in bezdin, and when you arrive in bezdin, be mekabel to get from yourself, be mekabel it as a shlich lekabala. Incidentally, the Mefarshim say that this last piece, I want you to bring it as a shlich lelach, and then when you get there, be mekabel it as a shlich lekabala, is miyutar, right? It's not necessary that she become a shlich lekabala of herself when she accepts the get. And why is the husband even dictating this, right? That's her geshaft, how she wants to be mekabel the get. But the bottom line is, really, she could just be mekabel it from herself, as an Isha who has the ability to be Mekabel the get. But that's not the point. The point is that he's telling her, I want you to be a Shliach Lailacha until you arrive there. Oh, being that he's telling her, I want you to be a Shliach Lailacha, so now she's a regular maybe get Mimdina Sayyam. Now she falls into the first line of the Masechta. And therefore, what's the Lacha maybe get Mimdina Sayyam? Tzarech Sheyoymar, Befanai Nechtav, Ubefanai Nechtam. But the Gemara has another problem, and that is, Chazra Shlichos Eitzalabal, there's a Halacha in Hilchos Shlichos that says that a shliach has to be such where after he's mekayim his shlichos, he's able to go back to the mishaleach as a shliach, meaning still wearing the hat that says shliach, and say asisi shlichusecha, that I want you to know I was mekayim the shlichos that you set me out to do. That's a halacha in Hilchos Shlichos. This case it's not shayach. Why? Because the woman is the shliach. What's the shlichos? I want you to arrive there, and as soon as you arrive there, kilu, give it to yourself. So the minute that the woman is mekayim her shlichos, now if you look at her head, it's going to say she's the woman that was megureshes. She's the shlich kabbalah, or she is the megureshes. And being that it's going to say she's the megureshes, although she can go back technically to her husband and say asisi shlichusecha, but she's not wearing a hat anymore that says shliach. She has a whole different definition in this sugya, and that is, she's the Isha Alein. Sefrei to Gemara, this should trip up in a very technical halach in Ilcha Shlichos, known as Leichaz of Shlichos Eitzla Baal. So Gemara says, I hear. You have to say the Amalah, what he told her was, Havi Shliach Lahoylacha Adamatis Hasam. I want you to be a Shliach Lahoylacha until you arrive there. Vechimatis Hasam. And when you arrive, Havi Shliach LeKabbalah. Over there, you should become a Shavi Shliach LeKabbalah. I'm sorry. You should make someone else a Shliach LeKabbalah. So meaning, don't give it to yourself, but rather there, you should appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. And being that you're going to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah, so now you'll be able to go back and you'll be able to tell the husband that I did exactly what you asked me to do. I went there, I appointed a shliach lekabbalah, meaning she's not giving it to herself now. She's giving it to a shliach lekabbalah, so that's not an issue of leichaz or shlichos eitzabal. But the Gemara says, honey, but that's all good according to the mandama that holds. Isha is a shliach lekabbalah, gita miyat shliach bailo. That a shliach lekabbalah could be mekabbalah get from a shliach leilach. Meaning, we know that a man can make a shliach leilach, we know a woman can make a shliach lekabbalah. However, there's a big shaila in the Gemara whether a shliach lekabbalah could be mekabbalah get from a shliach leilach. Could a shliach give it to a shliach? That's a shaila. It's a chiddush that it would be a shaila, but that's a shaila. Meaning, he can make a shliach, she can make a shliach. But there is a man mama that holds that the only time a woman can make a shliach lekabbalah is if the husband is directly the one that's being Garish. If, however, he's being a garish halidei shliach, then there's a tzad that it's not going to work. So Bishlam, according to the Mandama, says it works. Okay, maybe that's the way. Kim to Elam, Mandama, in a shliach, oysa shliach, lekabal, gita miyad, shliach, bailo. But according to the Mandama, that says that a woman can't make a shliach, lekabal, to be mekabal from a shliach of the husband, my yigil meimer. So that can't be there. You can't tell me the case was where the man told her, be a shliach loilacha, and then arrive in Bezdin and appoint a shliach lekabbalah. Because according to that mandamar, this case doesn't work. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Time am I? What's the reason there's a mandamar that holds that a shliach lekabbalah can't be mekabbalah get from a shliach loilacha, only directly from the husband? It's mishum de'ika bezoyin debal. It's because we're afraid that the husband's going to feel mevosa. He feels that even b'shas gerishin, he needs his kavod, and therefore you're going to make a shliach, the kabbalah, to accept the get from my shliach. Why didn't you accept the get by yourself? And therefore, maybe, he was mevatel the shlichos, and as a result, he never really meant to be megarisha. Meaning, every time a woman makes a shliach, the kabbalah, to accept the get, right? Let's understand this halacha a little bit. There's always a chashash that maybe he's a shtickle, like, upset, and therefore, even though he had every intention to divorce his wife, but now that she was mevaza him, so now all of a sudden he's not giving her the get. So what's the etza? Did you give the get? Did you not give the get? If you gave the get, then obviously you weren't impressed enough to change your mind. And if you did it, okay, so now we know exactly what happened. There's no suspense, right? It's in a ton shelus rav. Just look at what the person did. You'll know exactly what's happening. When he makes a shlich, then you don't know. Because then there's a chashash that maybe it was mevatel the shlichos. Had I known, I would have never meant the shlich. So now already we have to stop playing mind games with this guy. And as a result, there's a mandama that holds that it doesn't work. Al chashash, then maybe that's what happened. So the Gemara says that in our case, it's not a problem. Well, I go, hoch, about wake up it. Because this is exactly what he told her to do. He said, I want you to be a shlich. And then when you arrive, make a shlich. So obviously, he's not kapit. It's as if he himself is being megarish. marriage to a shlich kabbalah, which of course works. So here too, it's not going to be a problem. So that was the akimta. The akimta was where he said, be a shlich lelach until you arrive in Bezin, there make a shlich lekabbalah. Aye, there's a man dama that holds that you can't make a shlich lekabbalah from a shlich. It's based on bezayin debal. The hachabbalah kabbalah, the Gemara says, ha, nicha, that's what the man dama mishum bezayin debal. That's good. If the reason why the shlich lekabbalah can't be mekabbalah from a shlich lelach is mishum bezayin debal. Okay, hachabbalah kabbalah, el man dama, this man dama that has a different reason. And that is mishum chatzera habbalah achamikain. According to the man Amar, what's going to be the pshat? So what's this chatzera habola achamikain? The halacha is that if a man wants to divorce his wife, we saw this, it was Rav's memra on daf chaf alef amud alef, he could take a get, put it in his own chatzer, and then be makna the chatzer to his wife. She'll be zoichem the chatzer, bevas achas, the get will be in her chatzer. She's going to be Megureshes. However, a person cannot take his get, put it in his friend's chatzer, then his friend will be makna the chatzer to the wife, and she'll be Megureshes. The reason is because although she could be zoicha in the chatzer, chatzera yesh kan, but gita yen kan. Because by gerushin the zalach, it has to be v'nosam b'yod. He has to be the one that gives it to his wife. And over here, his friend is the one that gave it to his wife, which obviously doesn't work. So it's for that reason that that's not going to work. Chazal were worried that in the event, a shliach lahilacha would be able to give a get to a shliach lekabbalah, people would think that chadseira habbalah achamikain would also work. Now, why would people make this confusion? It's machlik is Rashi and Tosfos. It's not so clear in the Gemara. Rashi says that people are going to think that if a shliach lekabbalah can give to a shliach lekabbalah, so maybe a man can put a get into a chatzar, even a chatzar that doesn't belong to him, be memana the chatzar as a shliach. It's a big chiddush because chatzar doesn't work mitam shlichos. Chatzar is mishum, yeah. But you're going to put it inside a chatzar, and then later, if the chatzar becomes hers because the friend was makna the chatzar is going to transfer from being his shliach to now her shliach. Lushi tosoy in the same toss, and if shliach loylach, the shliach kabbalah works, so maybe that should work as well. I mean that doesn't work, therefore Chazal knocked this out. But the bottom line is that if this is the reason why a shliach Lahilacha can't give a get to a shlicha kabbalah, so it has nothing to do with kpeida the baal. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter if the baal was the one who instructed her, I want you to do it this way, or if she herself decided that that's the way she wants to do it. Either way, it shouldn't work. And if that's the case, what is the ikimta? We're stuck. We had a lot of choices and suggestions, but they all seem to fall flat. So again, the Mishnah says that if a woman brings a get from Dina Sayan, she too has the same exact halacha, say b'fanai nechtov or b'fanai nechtov. And the question is, what's the case? She's megureshes, then she's already divorced, and all the other suggestions seem to not work. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the case is. The case is the Amalah, he told the Habi Shlech Leilach Adamatis Hasnam. You should be a Shlech Leilach until you arrive in Bezdin. And when you come to Bezdin, Shabi Shlech Leilach. Make a different Shlech Leilach. Oh, and you then, the kabli is gitech mine, should be mekabel the get from the other shliach leilach. So she's a shliach leilach. Because she's a shliach leilach and she's bringing a get in the medina sayam, so therefore the halacha is like every shliach leilach, she has to say b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtav. What was the kasha? Lechazr shlichos eitzel abal, right? That was essentially the big question here. The answer is, it is chazr shlichos eitzel abal, because what was the shlichos? To make another shliach leilach. The rega she makes another shliach leilach, all she is at this second is still the shliach. She wasn't divorced yet. She wasn't told to make another shliach lekabbalah, because that gets involved in a controversial discussion. But she was a shliach leilach to give it to another shliach leilach. She can go back wearing the same hat, say, a sisi shlichusech, I did the shlichos that you asked me to do. And the bottom line is, dear, is where the Mishnah said halacha that you would have to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, ibayaseima, or you could say a very similar teretz. How similar? Tosfos doesn't even understand why we need these two terutzim. The Amalah, he told the Habi Shliach Leilach Adamatas Hasam, I want to be a Shliach Leilach until you get to Bezdin. B'chimatas Hasam, when you get to Bezdin, Eimer, kame beidina, tell Bezdin b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, okay, umashvi beidina shliach, and make Bezdin the shliach, v'leisvu na'lech, and let Bezdin give it to you. It's the same teretz. In one case, you're just making a man named Reuven the shliach, and in the second case, you're making Bezdin the shliach. Does it really make a difference? It's not clear why, I am Tosfos, but either way, that's what the case was. And on that note, Hadron Halach, ha maybe get weiter. Zok the Mishnah, kol get shenichtav, shaloi lishom ish apostle. I hope we know this by now, that every single get that was written, shaloi lishma, is apostle. What's the makar? Fekasav la, which means lishma ketzad. Give me an example of shaloi lishma. And the Mishnah is going to give not one examples, not two, not three, four. We're going to get four mishalim, hechitimtzes of what it means to get shaloi lishma. Oh, yeah, the b'shok. Now he's walking in the shok. V'shama kol soifim akrin, and he hears noise. He hears a gerida. The soifim they're making big tumul, and they're saying the following: ish ployni migarish is ployness, mimakum ployni. For Omar, and he said, wow. Meaning these were Talmidim, like the Gemara is going to explain. They're learning Hilchas Geirishin. And he said, just so happens, but Mamish Bashet, that he heard this. Zeshmi, Zeshem Ishti. This must be a sign from heaven that the right thing for him to do is to be Megarish and Sishtai. He knocks on the door. I'd like to purchase this get. The halach is possible to Garish boy. No, it's not okay. Why? Because this get wasn't written for him. And being that there's halach, it has to be Lishma. It's going to be about Yasem Ikein. Zok the Mishnah, I'll tell you better. Kasav of the Garish and Sishtai. Somebody decided that he wanted to divorce his wife. Vinimloch, and then he changed his mind. He decided he's not going to divorce his wife. Matzah ben Iroh, and then he met a friend. But Amalei, and he told him, you know, Shmi kishmecha v'shem mishti kishem mishticha. So he meets his friend at a chasen, and he tells him, you should know, I had a tavamita to divorce my wife. I decided I'm not. I happen to know we have the same name. So before I throw away the get, I mean, the stories are a little interesting, but this is what's going on here. So before I dispose it, you know, maybe you want it. It's a shad de chaspa ba'almir. So he says, yeah, I'll take it. Why not? So the halach is, possibly garish, but he's not allowed to be Megarish's wife. Why? Because again, it was written, Shalai Lashma. It wasn't written for this couple. It was written for that couple. Yes, and it came. I'll tell you even better. There was a man who had two wives. And both of their names were the same. So I guess in Pre-Cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershon, right? I guess there was nothing in the Tzavav, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that said you can't do this. So he has two wives that have the same name. And the bottom line is, the halach is that that's okay. So Kosov of the Garish is like Doyla. He wrote again to divorce the Gdoyla. Lo Yigarish by a Saktana. He can't be Megarish the Ktana. Rashi says, very important, Gdoyla Viktana Lavdavka. Don't think that Gdoyla Ktana matters. And the point is, if he wrote it to divorce one of his wives, he can't now use the get to divorce one of his other wives. This is even a bigger chiddush. Why? Because here, the man himself wrote the get to divorce his wife. Yeah, but it was the other wife. Law means l'shem that isha, and therefore it's possible. Yes, Samakain. Mishnah says, I'll tell you even a little bit better. Amar l'lav. Man went over to a sofer, and he said, I want to divorce one of my wives, and k'sov le'ezesh eretz agash. I'm just not sure which one yet. So he says, I want you to write this get, and I'll decide later which one of my frayin I want to give it to. And again, this is where he has two wives that have the same name. So he says, write it for one of them, I'll decide later. The halacha is possible agash, but even that's not okay. This is the biggest chiddush. Because over here, he didn't lehegya write it for the other wife. He sort of left it open. Dalach is its apostle. And why is it apostle? It's going to be the last words in today's daf. It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. It's based on the sugya of Breira. Either way. Snakti gemar. Kasav legarish es ishtei v'nimloch v'chulu. So, the Mishnah gave us four examples of shaloi lishma. Now, we explained the four examples based on the maskana sagamara. So, we have to now make believe that we didn't learn the Mishnah based on the maskana. Do it in real time. So, the Mishnah starts off and says, what's the case of shaloi lishma? Hoya over b'shok. The shama kol soifim. You heard soifim talking. And they said, ish plaini, megarish is plaini, mimakam plaini. And he said, oh, that's my name. So, the halach is possible garish. What was the second case? A man approaches his chaver and he says, you know, I wrote a get for my wife. I decide I'm not divorcing her. I know we have the same names. Maybe you want to divorce your wife. The halach is that's also possible. The Gemara in real time thinks that the two cases are the same. Now, they're not mamish the same, right? The first case, it was Seifrim talking. Over here, the man himself seems to maybe have written the get. But that's just the nuance. The Seifrim that wrote this get, probably they were hired by somebody, right? So really, the two cases are the same. The two cases are where somebody wrote a get for someone, and now that get's not going to be used. V'nimlach. So now the question is, could somebody else use it? So the Gemara says, if the sefer, meaning the second case of the Mishnah is talking about, isn't that what the reisha was? The kol soifrim, we're writing again for someone. So l'chura, it was a kasav v'nimlach. So aren't the two cases the same? The reisha is talking about where the soifrim were pasha learning hilchas gerushin. They weren't writing to get for anybody. Ravashi, what did Ravashi say? It's meduyik that way in the Mishnah. Diktani soifrin makrin, v'loktani soifrin koirin. What's the difference? Makir means somebody is teaching ke'ilu. Kaira means they're just reading. So Seifer and Kaira will be a Seifer is reading what he wrote. Seifer and Makir means there's like a lecturer. Someone is saying over the halachish. Ma'amino, that's a raya to the oikimta. So if that's the case, the first and the two second case are not the same. The first case is where Seifer are just learning Hilchas Gerish. And the second case is where a man physically wrote this get because he wanted to write again. So the bottom line is we had four different cases in the Mishnah. And the Gemara now is going to explain what's unique about the four cases. Again, what was the first case? The first case was where Seifer were Makrim. The second case was where a man wrote a get to divorce his wife, Vinimlach. The third case was where a man has two wives. They both have the same name. He decided to divorce one, and then he decided he wants the other one. And the fourth case was where he said, I have two wives with the same name. I'm not sure which one I want to divorce yet. Please write in, I'm going to decide later. Gemara says, yeah, my yesim came. What's all these yesim came? What's the reason that the second one's a bigger chiddush than the first, and the third, and the second, and the fourth, and the third, Tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael. So in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they had a braisa that explained the Mishnah. It's not like this. Lo yizeh shenichtav shleil l'shum gerushin. Not only the first case, where Seifrim wrote it, so this get wasn't even written l'shum gerushin at all. Al-Avzeh, even the second case, shenichtav l'shum gerushin possible. Where the get itself was written l'shum gerushin, even then it's going to be possible. Right, a man wrote it l'shum gerushin, he wanted to divorce his wife. For lo yizeh shenichtav shleil l'shum gerushin today. And not only the second case is possible where this man himself that's going to use the get didn't write it for his own gerushin. But even the third case, where this man himself was the one that wrote the get or instructed somebody to write the get, albeit for a different way. And then the chiddush of the fourth case is that not only in the third case, where at the very least it was written for lehedya, a different one of the wives, that even in the last case, where maybe it was written, if you hold yesh breira, it was written for this woman, even then, the halach is, it's going to be possible. So each one has its own kiddush. Talking about my time. What's the makar to this? So we know there's a halacha that says v'kas avla l'shma. And Emes says, if you look at the Rishonim say that l'maskana, that's really the answer. There's a halacha that says v'kas avla l'shma, period. That's the my time, right? My time for the first, second, third, and fourth halacha of the Mishnah is v'asudo adin fun la l'shma. And because it's a din of la l'shma, that's pshat in our Mishnah. With the knech ein breira. That's what would explain the fourth case. But the point is that that's really the short answer. But the Gemara doesn't say that. And there's actually some lumdis implications from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say it, maybe for another day. But either way, tein l'chacham v'yach gamay. But my time, what's the reason for these four halachas? So the Gemara, again, in real time, says like this. Ikos of v'nasan sefer krisus biyada. Had the Torah just said the words, v'nasan sefer krisus biyada, it would have never even said the word v'kos of. Havamina, I would have told him, v'deheh kama. I would have already known that the first case is out. Just say the words v'nasan sefer krisus biyada. I know that if somebody has soifrin, makrin, you can't use that get. And what's the reason? The reason is because it wasn't written l'shem krisus. The loy avod l'shem krisus. Avakas of l'garish has ishte v'nimlach. But if a man would have written the get l'shem gerishin, albeit for someone else's gerishin, the avod l'shem krisus, l'maisa, it's a sefer krisus. So, ema kosher. I would have thought that it would be kosher. Kosher rachmona. Therefore, the Torah wrote the word v'kosav. Once it says v'kasav, so then I learn already that the husband himself has to be the one that's going to write the get. Reminiscent of Tosfos, Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. It's a good tushtal. E-kasav, Rishonim, Rachmano v'kasav. And had the Torah said the word v'kasav, Havamina would have told him Utei, Haidlo Iuka Kasav Law. So I would know to exclude the second case, because over there, a different man is the one that wrote the get. Avo Yesh Leish Dein Oshim. But if a man has two wives, and he wrote it for one wife, and then he decided to write it for another wife, the Iuka Kasav Law, where at the end of the day he was Mekayim, because of him, a kosher, I would think it's kosher. Because I would only exclude a different husband, but over there it's the same husband. Because of Rahman Allah, therefore the Torah law to teach me the Allah Lashma. The Seifal Amali, what about the fourth case? Hakamash one day Embrayer, that's coming to teach me the Allah of Embrayer. So again, it sounds like if you go through the Gemara, just Pashab Shad, that the different Tsiyurim of the Mishnah have different reasons why they're excluded. The first case is excluded because of the fact that it just says the word the Kasav. The second is based on and third is based on the Kasav Law. But the bottom line is it sounds a little bit from the Gemara that not all four cases are necessarily excluded because of law. But the emphasis is that really all cases are excluded because of law.
And again, maybe we'll get back to this another day. But as it relates to a little bit of raid, yesterday's daf was no raid, so we have to make up for the lack of raid of yesterday's daf. No, I'm joking. A short raid bite. So as it relates to just a little bit of raid, and that is, what was the theme of the second part of yesterday's daf and the first part of today's daf? It was the halacha of akol ksherim lahavi esaget. So the Mishnah said, hakol ksherim lahavi esaget, chutz, micheresh, shoyta v'katan, v'suma v'oivet kechafa. That segued right into today's daf, which discussed the notion that are possible to say edus by edus isha, but nemonois, they are believed to be a shliach lahoylacha, which is a knech in the hakol ksherim lahavi esaget. It's the next mission. Hakol ksherim lahavi esaget, even those notion that are possible when it comes to edus isha, but when it comes to lahavi esaget, over there the halacha is that those nashim, even those nashim, are going to be believed. The Shulchan Aruch in Evin HaEzer Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, this is Hilchis Gittin, it's Sif Lamed Gimel. So I'm picking up in middle of the Sif. Says the Mechaber, Va'afilu hapsula midivrei soifim ba'aveir. Even people that are posel midivrei soifim ba'aveir. So these are people that are posel eidos. They're posel eidos midirabonon. And the reason the posel eidos midirabonon is because they're rishon midirabonon. So we know that a rosh's posel eidos. Incidentally, the halacha and the definition of Rasha as it relates to psuli edus is the subject of debate. It's a machlokes abayev v'rava. Mumer oichel nevelus lahachis. It's the mem of yalkigam. Is he kashal edus? Is he pasul edus? It's one of the six times in Shasta we paskin like abayev, not like rava. And the halacha is that a mumer oichel nevelus lahachis is pasul edus, which in English means that every single Rasha, doesn't matter what type of Rasha he is, he's pasul edus. Rava holds that dafka a Rasha the chamas is pasul edus. Someone that's a Rasha because of the fact that he's a chayshem mishpadigasar Rasha, he's a ganev, someone like that is pasul edus because we're afraid that maybe somebody paid him to say edus shaker. But if someone is a mumer because he's mechal Shabbos, he eats nevelus lahachis, something that has nothing to do with money, so mechatesi, we should be chayshem him all of a sudden now that he should suddenly be pasul edus. Machlokes abayev v'rava, we paskin like abaya that a mumer oichel nevelus lahachis is pasul edus. Now, someone that's a Rasha, Midday Raisas, Pasalaitis Midday Raisas. Someone that's a Rasha Midday Raisas, he's Pasalaitis Midday Raisas. So says the Mechaber, even people that are Psule Eidos Midday Raisas, because of an Avera that they did, Ksherim Lushlichas Aget. They're still going to be Kosher Lushlichas Aget. Avel, says the Mechaber, Hapsulim Ba'Avera Midday Raisas. Someone that's a Rasha Midday Raisas, that says, he's Pasalaitis Midday Raisas, Psulim La'Vas Aget. The Halacha is, he's going to be posel avos aget, elo im kein eskayim aget b'chaysomo. Unless this get already had kiyum shtaris, if the get had kiyum shtaris, so then the halach is, he's going to be kosher. The yesh poslim, says the mechaber, there are those that say it's posel, af ben eskayim b'chaysomo. Even if he had kiyum shtaris, it's going to be a problem. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agro says, that what's the makar to this halacha? That someone that's posel eidos, mida iraisa, because he's a rasha, is possible to be a shliach lahaylacha, ella im kein eskayim aget b'chaysama, unless the get already had kiyum shtaris. And Emma says, if you think about it, b'muscho rishon, the halacha is a chiddush. The reason the halacha is a chiddush is because it doesn't sound like the sugya we learned. Again, we learned the daf yomi dek, but still, it doesn't sound like the sugya we learned. It sounds like this mishnah is not that way. Because the mishnah said, hakol ksheir lahavi esaget. And the Mishnah was very clear about who's excluded. Chutz, cheresh, shoyta, katan, suma, nevi, kechavim. So it sounds like we had very nuanced exceptions. But everyone else is kosher lavos aget. And to be clear, let's chazer over the daf a little bit. It was also mevuer that the daf is talking about a get that didn't have kiyum shtaris. How do we know that? Tani kavasa da abaya. I'm Rav Ashen Deku Nami. We're talking about a shliach that has to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. If this kiyum shtaris, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. Certainly according to Rabba, who we paskin like. So therefore, the halach is, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. Elamai, there's no kiyum shtaris. And still it's mashma, everyone's kosher, obviously again. So it says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Hagra, but l'shoyne yazav, this is what he says. He says, Avol, apsulim be'aver, medivrei toyer, apsulim labas aget, kimoy be'edos misa. Just like you find by Eidos Misa, Besoiv Perik Beis the Yavamis, Chafeyam and Beis. Veloi Heminu Kan Yoser, Elo Lenoshim She'enen Emanois V'chulu,
Gittin Sham, meaning Chav Gimel Amid Beis. What's up the Goyin? He's saying a niflu de gazach. The Gemara says in Masech Tzivam Estav Chav Hei Amid Beis, Gazlin de Devreyem Kashal Eidus Isha. Someone that's a Gazlin mid Rabbanon. He's Pasul Eidus mid Rabbanon. He's Kashal Eidus Isha. Gazlin de Devrei Torah, Pasul Eidus Isha. But a Gazlin mid Devrei Torah is Pasul Eidus Isha. So the Goyin said that after the Mishnah said, Akol Ksheir Lahavis Aget, Chutz Micher Shoyta V'Katan, Sum of Eivik Echav, and the Mishnah felt it necessary to speak out that I want you to know the five Noshim that Apostle laid this issue that Kashner Lish Abbas again out the Goyin. Why did the Mishnah have to say that? It said already Akol Ksher and Lavias again. So that means the conversation's over. It's Muchach from the next Mishnah. Poshut, let's learn Mishnayas. It's Muchach from the next Mishnah that even though we said Akol Kshem Lahavi Saget, but someone that's Posel Eidus Isha is going to be Posel Lashlichas Saget. There's one exception to that rule. You know what the exception is? The five Noshim. But anyone else that's Posel Le'edus Isha is going to be Posel Lashlichas Saget. So said the Goyim, it's a Mefurish Gemara Yavamas Chavayim Abayis, that a Gazlin the Divrei Torah is Posel Eidus Isha. If a Gazlin the Divrei Torah is Posel Eidus Isha, so it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, not that a Gazlan de Devei Torah is Koshel Avos again, just the opposite. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah that a Gazlan de Devei Torah is actually Posel L'Shlichas Aget, and says the Goyin, that is the Mekar to the Shita Samachaber. Now, stating that, the Mechaber says that's all true if it was Lay Neskai Maget Pechaisamov. But if it was Neskai Maget Pechaisamov, over there, it's going to be either Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about maybe get Medina Sayam. We have to say Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav. But if the get already has Kim Shtaris, so what is this Russia doing? What's this Gazlami Divrei Torah doing? He's a courier. That's all he is. He works for FedEx. That's what he's doing. Okay, so besides he's Kachal Shlichus. No one ever said he's not a Bar Shliach. And being that he's someone that's able to be a Shliach, so therefore the halacha is it's going to be okay. Stating that, the Mechaber says V'yesh Poislam. There are those that said it's Pasul. Even if there's Kiyim Shtaris, if someone is a Apostle Eidus Midei Raisa, he can't be a Shliach Lailach. So who's this Yesh Poislim? It's the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchis Gerishin, it's in Perik Vav, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Aval Hanoshev HaKroivim Ksherim, he's talking about Shlichus Aget, Vafilu HaPsulim Midei Soifim Ba'Aveira, someone that's possible by avera midai raisa. This is what we need. Psulin lavos aget. He's possible lavos aget. V'im hevioi. And if he brought the get, hareze possible. It's going to be possible. When the Rambam says possible by get, he means it's possible with the rabbanon. V'medvar mamur. When is this true? B'shenes kaima get b'chaysama. That's true if there was a kiyum shtaris. If there was already a Kiyum Shtaris, and then someone that's Pasul Eidus Midei Raisa because he's a Rasha would bring the get, so then the halacha is it would be Pasul Midei Rabbanan. Avlam loy nismach boy el al divrei psul. But if there was no Kiyum Shtaris, and we're relying on this person that's Pasul Ba'aveir Min HaTorah, then the halacha is ain't a get, it's not going to be a get at all, which means that what? It means it's not going to be a get afilu Midei Raisa. But the bottom line is it's a Rambam. The Rambam says that someone that's a Pasul Eidus Midivrei Torah because he's a Rasha, the halacha is, even if it was Neskam Agapachai Somov, he's possible to be a Shlech, albeit Midrabban. But Midrabban is going to be a problem, and that's the Siyesh Oimrim that the Mechaber brings right here. It's just Kedai to know that this Rambam is a Das Yochid Mamish. This Rambam is literally a Das Yochid. Ad Kedekach, read Lashoni Azov of the Kesem Mishnah. Kosev Rav HaMagid. Umikom Mokoyim lo yodati Rabbeinu Meayin Hoitzi Zeh HaPsol. Says, I don't know where the Rambam got this halacha from. V'ro'isi harbe me'am mefarshim chalukim olav. And I saw many, many mefarshim that are chaylik on it. Ad kan l'shoinai. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. So the Kesem Mishnah says, who are these mefarshim? Harash b'tom al rabbeinu b'reish gittin daf eamid beis. V'aran gam kein tom ha'olav b'soiv perik geiz the gittin. That's the sugya that we learned today. V'gam harash perik beis siv chavav chaylik olav. B'kitzer ha'maisa, no one understands his Rambam and all the rishonim were chaylik on it. However, the Mechaber brings it as a Yesh Oimrim that says that even if the get already had Kiyum Shtaris, even then, maybe it's going to be an issue. There's a tshuva, in Shailus a tshuva, Chassam Sofer. This is an Evena Ezra Chelik Beis, it's Simen Nun Aleph. So the tshuva was written to a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, whose name was Rav Pinchas Leib Neisatz. He was a Rav in the Kehillah known as Schleining, and he wrote the following Shaila to his Rebbe. So he told him about a story that happened. He said there was a Shliach that brought a get to his Kehillah, and this Shliach was an Amma Aretz.
And because of that, so this Yid, Rav Pinchas Leib, paskind that the get is not a get that we can rely on, and therefore he's not an appropriate shliach. Why not? And he based it on two facts. The first fact that he based it on was that he said that the amaratzim bizmanenu, they're all chashudim, they're all chashud, they're definitely misafik, and even better, becheskas, that they're rishon mideiraisa. They don't know halachas, and because they don't know halachas, they can't keep the Torah. Because they can't keep the Torah properly, they have a din as a rosh mideiraisa. Specifically, he said, rubam kikulam nichsholim be'isa ribis deiraisa. Said, I know that they're all being malva beribis. And because they're being malva beribis, by the way, if you're loiva beribis, you're also over the isser ribis. The edom are also over the isser ribis. The soif is over the isser ribis. But the point is, they're all nichshon the isser ribis deiraisa, and as a result, they're rishon. And he said that the Rambam holds that any person that's a shliach lohilacha, in the event that he's a rosh midivrei Torah, the halach is, he's pasul l'shlichos. And even though the Beis Yosef brought him as a das yachid, meaning everyone was chaylik on this Rambam, but the Maisa the Beis Yosef did bring it. And if the Beis Yosef didn't feel that he's supposed to be chayish for it, why would he have brought it? So said this Talmud to the Chassam Sofer, he goes, I want you to know what I paskin, and I'm curious, this is the Rebbe Hotz Zogin of them, because it's a big chiddush that I'm saying, maybe, I don't know, but this is what I hold. I hold that an Amma'aret today is Becheskas, that he's a Rosh Medivrei Torah, and being that the Beis Yosef brought the Mechaber, this Yeshayim, this Rambam Sheet, even though we know he's a Das Yochid, and a lot of Rishayim were chaylik on him, but the bottom line is, it was brought down in Shulchan Aruch, I'm assuming to be chayish for it, and if that's the case, he said that even though this get that was brought already at Kim Shtaris, there was no problem with it. Or he can't even be the courier midir Rabbanon, albeit based on this Rambam Sheet. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to the Talmud, and he said like this, just read a few excerpts. Al achrein achrein v'al rishon rishon. He said, v'nechsi b'medek hamon, b'shliach hama'oretz, shechashash doloi, you achoshish on him, mepnei deruba da'alma b'zmanenu nichsholim b'isaribis. So said the Chassam Sofer this Talmud, loy nichol amarayu l'meimer hachi. Shouldn't say this. Hifrasta alamido, livso mishaloi ro'isa, v'loy shamata shalokach ribis. He goes, you're being choshed people that you never met in your life, and you're saying that they were... they're guilty of the isn ribis, a marta roiva oilam nichsholim beribis. Says afilu haya misha ta no shalokach mimenu ribis. If somebody would go over to his friend and he would say, you took ribis from me, haya namam leimer behet alokachti. To lo shavik hater of achli zura ayin shach yeridei simen kufsam mechsev got lam gimel. And the Chassam Sofer starts varfing, hey, you don't talk this way about Yidden. You can't just mamish go ahead and stereotype and say, hifrasta alamido. He goes weiter. Next paragraph. Va'oi man leimel on the nichsholim beribis day reisa. Afilu l'shitascha. Who said ribis deiraisu? Umei oylam lo shamati, said the Chassam Sofer, tevas ribis yoytze mipiyem. Ken asach amaratzim, he said, and I never heard them say the word ribis. Ele revochim. They talk about geshefton. V'hainu isko. Liten loy chelkei berevach, lo yarviach, lo yiten loy. Ela she'ena mekabel olav hefzid, deino nois loy schar amoloy, umezoyne mekamok, this is deiraisu, leko. But that wouldn't make it isa deiraisu. And then he went weiter. He said, "Vine uvda yodana." I'll tell you a ma'aser shoyo. B'yoyis ha'goyin Rameshulam Igro zechetzadik levrocha Yosef al kisa hera poi bekiila gedosha. Rameshulam Igro was the Rav in Preshberg before the Chassam Sofer. He said, "Nosati derech poi bekiibalti pano." So this is when Rameshulam Igro was the Rav in Preshberg, said the Chassam Sofer, and I was passing through the city of Preshberg, which would become mekoyma yakoidish al Chassam Sofer one day, but not yet. And he said, "I went to be mekabel him ubol lefon of harsha." And while I was there was a harsha that came to him. Now, what's a harsha? Hamevi get mimdina sayam. Right? You ever ask yourself, how do you know this person's really a shliach? He has to say, b'fanei nechtam, we do trust him, we don't trust him. Mishum iguna, akilu be'rabban, how do you know this person's ever a shliach? So the truth is, there's a big discussion, but I'll tell you the short answer. The short answer is, a shliach has to have a harsha. It's a power of attorney, right? That's what it is. He basically has a document where the mishalech signs off and he says, I'm giving you full rights to execute this on my behalf. It's an authorization document. That's what harsha is. So there was a shliach that brought a get to the presence of Rav Shulmaker, and he had a ksav harsha. V'diktek ma'oid b'diktukin chalushim ma'oid. And he said, I was watching Rav Shulam Igra, and he was mamish being medaktik, very, very much in the shtar harsha. He said, I never saw anyone do that. And I get you medaktik.
right? It's spelled this way, it's spelled that way. We didn't even get to those sugyas here. But the bottom line is he was being medactic in an authorization document. He said, I never saw a lawyer go through an authorization document with such a fine-tooth comb. This was such a big chiddush to me. And I told Rabbi Shlomo Migri, Rebbe, why are you doing this? This is what he told me. Most people today that shave, nechshodim shevirutar, the chashid that they shaved with a razor, and the Chassam Sofer wrote in parentheses, lefi daita hoyekein chalila. I'm not sure how to be medayik what the Chassam Sofer means, if he's being chalik, but lefi daita hoyekein chalila. Alkein, he said, it's for that reason, ein ashliach neman ba'imra b'fanay nechta. So today, a shliach that's becheskas, that he's nechshol, in the Isitar, he's not believed to say b'fanay nechta. V'tzorich kiyum gomer. And therefore, it needs a proper kiyum. V'tzorich ledaktik b'harsha. Therefore, I was being medaktik in the harsha. So really, this piece of the tshuva needs a background. It needs a whole raid by. But the short version of it is that harsha in halacha constitutes kiyum shtaris. So if a shliach walks into Bezdin and he has a harsha, well, what's the harsha? The harsha is basically a Bezdin that sat down and they wrote a document with the Baal wrote it and Bezdin signed off on it. So it's the equivalent thereof to a kiyum shtaris. So basically, Rav Meshulam Igra told the Chassam Sofer, he said that I'm a little worried about the shliach. I see as a megillach. And as a result, I don't know what kind of shaver he uses. And therefore, I'm concerned that this might be a controversial shaver. He's using a tile, he's using a razor. I do no shavers then, I understand. But the point is, he's using a razor, and based on that, this could be a very, very big problem. So what do I want to ascertain? I want to make sure that the get has a proper harsha. If the get has a proper harsha, it has kiyum shtaris. If it has kiyum shtaris, I have nothing to worry about. And that's why I'm being medactic. So listen to what the Chassam Sofer said. V'hinei midivrei hagoyim lamadati. He was talking and learning here, but the Chassam Sofer said that I learned from a Meshulam Igra that he wasn't chayish for the Rambam, because if he was chayish for the Rambam, then who cares if there's a harsha? If a yid walks in, he's a sheikh loy locha. One second, he has a beard maybe. If he's geshayrin, there's nothing to talk about. It's dead on arrival, and it wasn't. What did Rav Meshulam Igra want to make sure? He wanted to make sure that there was a harsha, that is kiyum shtaris. But if he was chayish for the Rambam, then who cares that there was kiyum shtaris? Rambam holds that someone that's possibly this midday rice because he's a rosh of midivrei Torah, even if you have kiyum shtaris. So the Chassam Sofer told his Talmud, number one, hifrasta lamida, you're being chayshid, Klal Yisrael, that the oifrin isna ribis. He says, umeyoylam lo shamati tevis ribis yoytze bipim. I never heard the word ribis. Maybe iska is ribis drabbanon. The Rambam's not talking about that anyways. So for that, for sure, I don't like that whole Indian. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. But he said, besides, you're being chayish for the Rambam, I have a Messiah from a Meshulam Migra. Umidvar of Lamadati, from that story that happened of a Choskelen, that you really don't have to be chayish. This is not something that you have to be worried about. So the question is, why not? Why was Rav Meshulam Migra not chayish for the Rambam? Maestro the Beis Yosef brought it. If the Beis Yosef brought it, probably brought it because he wanted you to, yeah, be chayish for it. But this is a Das Yachid, granted the Rambam, that everyone is chaylik on. We read Lashoni Azov of the Kesa Mishnah. So the Kesa Mishnah, who's the Mechaber? Who clearly dismissed the Rambam in terms of everyone being against the Rambam. So why did he bring it? So Chassam Sofer speaks of that in the Tshuva. Obviously, because he wanted to be chayish for it. So what's Taka Pshat in Rav Meshulam Migra? What's Taka the Pshat? So he says, I think the Pshat is Azoy. He says, because the emes is, Taimai Shalai Rambam, not Nilu HaMefarshim Limtzolei Davabar. Everybody mutched to try to find the Makar to the Rambam, like the Magen Mishnah. He says, I am Mishlamelech, I am the Shoilon Panam Iris. Chassam Sofer starts Varfi Mar Mekoimis. But he says, Vahanochin, I'll tell you what I think the real reason is. I think the Emes of Pshat is based on what it says in the Sefer Get Pashut. The Sefer Get Pashut, which is a Kadmoinisha Sefer that was written on Hilchas Gerushin, said that I think that the Pshat in the Rambam is, because we're going to learn in Perek HaShileach coming up in Metz Hashem, that there's a halacha that if a man makes the Shleich Leilach and then he's Mevatel the Shlichus, he has a right to be Mevatel the Shlichus. Also, it's Kansas Sugis and Shas. But the bottom line is, a person can be Mevatel Shlichus. We're afraid that even if this man has a harsha, and even if there's a kiyum shtaris, maybe after the Meshalech made the Shliach a Shliach, he was Mevatel the Shlichus. How do you know he wasn't Mevatel the Shlichus? So at the end of the day, you always have to be Soymach on the Shliach. On some level, you have to trust this person. And if he's a Rosh Midivei Torah, he's Becheskis that we don't trust him. If you don't trust him, he can't ever be a Shliach. for a get. Because we're always concerned that maybe the Mishalech was Mevatel the Shlichus. He says, that's what the Sefer Get Poshet said, and I think it's a Dover Bar. I think that's the Emes of Pshat in the Rambam. I think that's the Torah's Emes in the Rambam. It's because at the end of the day, there's still a leap of faith you need to take, even Noch Darshos and Noch Alamaisis. Because how do you know that the Mishalech wasn't Mevatel? So he said, if that's the case, Lefize Nirali, Efshe Bizman Azeh, Shinoyagin Lichtoy Baharsha. He says, if you look at a Ksav Rasha that a Shlich brings today, it says as follows, Shabal Kibel Cherim, V'shvuos ha-Torah shloi levatel aget. He was mekabel acher men shvuos aget. So he said, if that's the case, sulei chayshina nafilu laharambam. And he says, I think that's where Rabbi Shlomo Migger was coming from. But the bottom line is, so the Chassam Sofer wrote his Talmud that as it relates to being chayish for this Rambam, I hear where you're coming from. It's a das yoch, but the Mishnah Yosef brings it. So obviously he wanted you to be chayish for it. But I learned midivrei hagoyin from Rabbi Shlomo Migger that he wasn't chayish. As long as the harsha was good, he was takim edaktik in a harsha with diktukim chalushim, but at the same time, as long as that's going to play itself out, that's going to be okay. It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer quotes this encounter that he had with Rabbi Shlomo Migger in another tshuva. It's also in Avinah Ezer Chelik Beis. It's in Siman Yud Aleph. He gives a drop more information here. He says, "Ubahadi shusa." We're on this topic. Asapra, I'll tell you a story. K'moy b'shnas tofkuf nunches. So it was be'erich in the year tofkuf nunches. That's 1798. The Mispareim. B'nasi mikilu k'doisha de Reznitz. Leishin v'alkisi rabbonas tilu k'doisha matastof. So Chassam Sofer says, I was on my way to accept my shteller matastof. And when I did that, I passed through Preshburg. Kibalti pnei agoyim Rabbi Shlomo Migger zatzal. Poi kilu k'doisha. Who was the Rav right here? U'ba'oisei perek. And he brings this whole story. Hevi lefond of Sifra the Dina, Harshal the Shliach Getch, initial. He brings it there a little bit more by Richos. And at the end, he says as follows. U'miskeinim esboinon. I learned one thing from the skeinim, from Rabbi Shlomo Migger. He said, imkein, if he held then that somebody that was a megulach was choshud, and he was becheskas that he used the tar, and that was bishnas tovkuf nunches manoimar bishnas tovkuf tzadik tes. This is 1839. The mispareim asher bavoyneseinu arabim yored hadas alfei milos achiranis. There was mamish. We went backwards. The yerida was mamish. Thousands of milos. Sheish l'daktik Yosef v'Yosef. How much more careful we have to take on this chumrah or Rabbi Shlomo Migger, and we have to be medaktik in the harsha. What happened between 1799 and 1839? Amongst other things, the haskalah went to a whole nother level. And the point is, he says, if he was worried then, kal v'chaymeh, how much we have to be worried today? And he was taking on this chumrah of Rabbi Shlomo Migger. But I'll tell you one other thing, and we'll end with this. So it's said over that when the Chassam Sofer met Rabbi Shlomo Migger the first time he ever met him. So the Chassam Sofer wanted to make a bracha. He wanted to make the bracha of Chacham HaRozen. So what's this bracha of Chacham HaRozen? So it's based on a Gemara in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. V'omer Rav Hamnuna, Haroya Uchlusei Yisrael. If somebody sees a very, very large gathering of Yidin, Oymer Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Malach Olam, Chacham HaRozen. What does that mean? The Ebishta is the Chacham Kaviyachol. Hayoideya es harozim hatzfunim belev kol echad ve'echad. So there's so many people and there's so many ideas, right? Kishem she'ein patzufeim doimois, kach ein deyoseim doimois. And you know, a place that is so, there's such Chachma there. And the Ebishta is the Chacham harozim. So Rav Amnuna said, if someone sees Uchlusa Yisrael, you should make the Bracha Baruch Chacham HaRozim. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, Haroya Chachmi Yisrael. If someone sees one of the Chachmi Yisrael, Oymer Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Malach Ha'olam, Shechalak Mechachmasai Liyireyev. So the Gemara, here in Brachis, this is not Nun Ches on the days, tells a story. Rapapav, Rav Amnuna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, have a ka'azli ba'urcha. Rapapav, Rav Amnuna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, they were once walking together. Pogu, Rav Chanin, Bereid, Rav Ika. And they met Rav Chanin, Bereid, Rav Ika. Amru le, so they told Rav Chanin, Bereid, Rav Ika, Bahadi, the Chazinon, now that we saw you, Barchinan, Aloch Tarti, we're going to make two brachas. And they got up and they said, Baruch Atah, Hashem, Alekeinu, Malach Ha'olam, Asher Cholak, Michachmas, Eliyareyev, which is the bracha that you say if you see one of the Chachmi Yisrael. And then they said another bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Malach Ha'olam Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu Lazman Hazeh. Somebody sees a chavri he hasn't seen for 30 days, he's excited about it, he's supposed to make a Shechiyonu. So they went ahead and he made these two brachas. Amar lahu, Rav Chanin, Bereid, Rav Yikud told Rav Papa, Rav Chanin, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Anon Nami, Kivan D'chaz, now that I saw you, Chashavtinu Alavayu Kishitin Ribbav Amais Yisrael, I feel that you're to me shakel like mamish ganz klal Yisrael. Rav Moshe Rabbeinu was shakel to klal Yisrael. I feel like you're shakel to klal Yisrael. Ubrachinon aleichu tlosa. I'm not going to make two brachas. I'm going to make three brachas. Hanuch tarti, those two he made, and then he added one more bracha. He said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Chacham Harosim. The bracha that you're supposed to make if you see Uchlusa Yisrael. So he said, I hope you're like a Chlusa Yisrael. If I would have seen Gans, if I was by Maimir Har Sinai, you would see Mamish Ke'ishach HaBalei Fechad, all of Klal Yisrael. You'd make the bracha, Chacham HaRozim. So he went, he said, Shechach Mazir Reyev, Shecheyanu, and he made Chacham HaRozim. So the Gemara ends off very, very mysteriously. And we once spoke at a Dover Nifla from the Rogach of a Goyen that's Mamish Leilu Leilu. But the bottom line is, not for now. Omrulais, they told him, Chakimas Kulei Hai, you're such a Chacham, Yavah Be'einayu. They looked at him in a certain way, V'shachiv. And on the spot, Rav Chanina, Bereder, Rav Ika, was Holach Leilamai. It's a Medrash Pliya, Ayin Barogachava, the related Reid Bites. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, brings these halachas. Haroya Shishim Riba Biyachan Mi Yisrael, Oyme Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Chacham HaRozim. Vimroya Afilu Echad Shum Muflik B'chachma. If you see even one person that's Muflik B'chachma, Yivarech Chacham HaRozim. You're also supposed to make the Baruch of Chacham HaRozim. The Rav Chaviva. So some say their Torah had a different gear. So we have Rav Chanin Breid Ravika. But Baruch Kadchazi the Rapapa, he made the bracha when he saw Rapapa. Now it didn't end well. But the bottom line is, you see, he made the bracha. The Yeshayimrim, some say, She'im Bezman Azem Misha Roy Levaruch Olav Kach. That Bezman Azem don't make the bracha because there's no one in the world that today is Roy that you should be able to make this bracha for. So the story is told that when the Chassam Sofer went to visit, one more point. Beis Yosef brings that even though the Torah brought this halacha that you make the bracha of Chacham HaRozim, with the caveat, maybe there's no one that's right, but the Ram doesn't bring it. And the Beis Yosef mutches why the Ram didn't bring it. Now, if you'd ask, I think the man on the street, he would say, look at the end of the story. Good, you have to know pshat in that Maisa. But the Maisa, the Ramam himself, doesn't bring it. So the Chassam Sofer is coming to visit Rav Shulam Migra, and he held that even though the Torah says that Bizman Azeh, there's no one that's right to make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRozim, but he felt that Rav Shulam Migra was on the Madrega that you can make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRozim. And he wanted to make the bracha. The problem is the Beis Yosef brings the Rambam that says you're not supposed to make the bracha. And being that the Beis Yosef says that you're not supposed to make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRozim, the Rambam didn't bring it, so he had a Safik Brachas. And Safik Brachas Lahakal. So he wasn't sure what to do. So the Chassam Sofer comes in to Rav Shulam Migra, and it's this story that's told in Ebenezer Chelik Beis Simen Yud Aleph, and in Ebenezer Chelik Beis Simen Nun Aleph, the Maisa with Arsha, and the Diktukim Chaloshim with Shitz Rambam, and a very, very intense, obscure sugya in Mesachtes Gittin. But the bottom line is, he comes in, and he's not sure what he should do. But the Gahat HaNetzah. The Etzah was that he's going to discuss the sugya of Baruch Chacham HaRozim, and in the sugya, Poshin, the Meret and Lernin, he'll talk about, he'll say the Nusach of the Bracha. Not, I'm saying it because that might be a bracha levatal, but we're talking and learning. And because we're talking and learning, he could say the bracha. And like this, he'll be yaitzah. I don't know if he said it with shame of malchus, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, in the conversation, he would do that. So this is what he asked from Shulam Migra. He comes from Shulam Migra. He says, Shalom Aleichem, Kvod Arav, and they're talking, and I guess he sees this Eved with the Harsha, history's happening, mamish in real time. And then he turns to Shulam Migra, he says, you know, I have a kasha. He says, my kasha is, the Beis Yosef brings the Rambam, that the Rambam didn't quote this halacha that if you see someone that's mamish kechusa Yisrael, you make the bracha chacham HaRozim. The shay was why. So he said, I thought that maybe the reason is because the Torah himself said, she'ein oimre bezman hazem mishiroi levaruch alav kach. So the Rambam held it wasn't a gay. But the Chassam Sofer's kasha to Rav Shulam Migra was that we know the Rambam brought all the Hilchos of the Meshichas. So if the Rambam brought all the Hilchos of the Meshichas, so it's true there's no one now that's Roy Lekach. That would be a reason for the Shulchan Aruch not to bring it. Oh, but the Rambam has Kotshin, Hilchos Psuli HaMikdash, Hilchos Maisa Karbonis, Hilchos Me'ila, Hilchos Karbon Pesach, you have all these halachas. So the Rambam brought Hilchos of the Meshichas. This is what he told him. So the Agoy Rabbeinu Meshulam Heshev Lai. So Meshulam Migra told him, he says, you want to know why the Rambam didn't bring it? The Rambam didn't bring it because this halacha is not negayah now, and he says it's not going to be negayah when Mashiach is going to come either. He says why? Because la'asud lavi the pasuk says u'mal aretz deyas Hashem u'kemayim la'yom mechasim v'lo yiyeh madrega zu shel chacham harozim dover miyuchad u'pliya asher b'shvila nevarchen olav k'mo shahoyi b'zman chachmei hashas shel yugoydul chachmas nesher rapop v'ravuna ploy ad sherak yichidei adar zachul ukach u'lefi shebein ato
Ubein lo'asad lovoy, enay nag halacha zu, asi shaper lomalohivir, Rambam klal.
He said, because this halacha is not negeya now, it's not going to be negeya then either. Because then it's going to be umala aretz deyas Hashem. So everyone's going to be on this madrega. And if everyone's going to be on this madrega, so therefore it's not going to be negeya. But one thing for sure you see the esteem that the Chassam Sofer held Rav Meshulam Igra, that he held that on Rav Meshulam Igra you can make the bracha of Baruch Hacham Aros. And Agam the Tur says, the Tur, this is a few hundred years prior, already held that it's Yitochin, that there's no one in anymore that's Negeya, that's Shaykh to this bracha. But the Chassam Sofer held that as it relates to Rav Meshulam Igra, maybe, yeah, just read to you from the Hesped that the Chassam Sofer said on Rav Meshulam Igra. He said, Hein ato, his two hands were like two Sifrei Torah. Ayin ro'asa v'to'ida. Said, our eyes saw and can testify. Asher mamish i'efshel l'shayer goydol ha'bikiyos u'mehirus ha'charifos asher chubru yachtav. Lo yu'umin ki yisuper. Because I'm sorry for talking. He said, it's not describable unless you didn't see this by yourself. U'bevadei koshen loymer shen yimotzei acher memalim akoymer b'chachma boi neskaya mikro mole dibar ha'kosov v'shinantam levonecha shiyid v'rei toira mishunonim b'ficho shen yishalcha odam al tegamgen. But Al Kaponim, the Chassam Sofer held of Rav Meshulam Igra in an incredible erech. It sounds like the chidu that he had and the bekiyas that he had was mamish on a different level. That the hesped on him was that he was mekayim v'shinantam levanecha shiyu divrei Torah mishunanim b'ficha menuchas kvoido shor Meshulam Igra is right next to the Chassam Sofer in Bratislava ad hayom hazeh. But the point is that you see from here the incredible erech that he had from ad kedei kach that the Chassam Sofer felt that this is an exception to the rule that the Torah already brought. And that the Torah said, you can't make the bracha Chacham HaRozim from a Shulam Igra. Maybe it was Shaykh to make the bracha of Chacham HaRozim.